The COVID-19 pandemic has claimed the lives of more than 4,000 people in Wisconsin. This week, as we approach the end of the year, WPR is profiling some of the people we lost. Today, Bridget Bowden tells us about Rosemary Kramer, who died in October.
Vicky Nicolas Ibarra has fond memories of growing up in Milwaukee, and her mother, Rosemary Kramer, was a big part of that.
When we were kids, after dinner, my parents would say, we need to wash the dishes, or we could take the kids to the park. You know what? The dishes will still be here when we get back from the park, so they would take us.
Rosemary spent her life taking care of people. She took care of her husband, who lived with Parkinson's disease for 34 years. She took care of blood donors at Versity Blood Center, logging more than 2,500 volunteer hours and giving more than 30 gallons of blood herself. And she took care of her family, including her 8 great-grandchildren, who called her Gigi, short for great-grandmother.
She loved children so much, and they were drawn to her, absolutely drawn to her. I can't tell you how many kids have called her grandma that aren't her own.
In March, Rosemary's daughter Vicky left her home in Seattle to move in with her during lockdown. They spent the summer together in Milwaukee, with Vicky working from home. Then in mid-September, Vicky got sick. It started with a runny nose and then got worse. She got tested for COVID-19, and it came back positive.
I was devastated. I was terrified because now my mom didn't feel well. And she didn't even care that she didn't feel well. She was worried about me.
When Rosemary got tested, she was positive too. It was scary, but she managed to find a silver lining.
Even when my mom got the bad news about having COVID, her first thought was, I can't wait to survive this so I can donate my plasma to help other people.
Rosemary was given a pulse oximeter to monitor the oxygen in her blood from home. Eventually, it dropped very low, and she needed to go to the hospital. Since Vicky was sick, another family member came to drive her there.
As my mom stood at the door, she turned back to me and said, all I wanted to do was just hug you. But because the health department told us we shouldn't, she wouldn't, even though she knew she was leaving. My heart aches for her thinking about that. Why didn't I just hug her one last time?
The weeks Rosemary spent in the hospital were full of ups and downs. One day, she could barely breathe. The next day, she was alert and talking. Eventually, though, she got tired, and she knew she didn't have much longer. She called all of her family members to say goodbye. As Rosemary was taken off of life support, the family asked hospital staff to play familiar music.
One of her favorite artists was John Denver, because my mom loved the beauty of nature and simple things, and he sang about how beautiful the world is, and he told such beautiful stories in his songs. And we asked when she passed away for the nurse to please play Annie's song by John Denver, and he did. And so that brought us some comfort because she just loved that.
Rosemary Kramer died on October 14th at age 74. Bridget Bowden, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Like the sleepy blue ocean, you fill up my senses.